Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom and we are now in Masechet Arachin Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, about to begin our final podcast in this, the ninth parak, and in all of Masechet Arachin. In the next podcast, we will, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, begin the study of Masechet Temurah. In the meantime, let's take a look at the seventh Mishnah in the ninth parak, Batei HaChatzerim, houses that are out in courtyards. They get the advantages of Batere Choma, which we already detailed in the last podcast, and the advantages of Sadot, meaning you could redeem them immediately or for the next 12 months like houses, meaning you don't have to wait 2 years. They also automatically revert back to the owner at Yovel, and you can also use Giron Kesef, meaning that the sale is only per the price per year till Yovel, and each year it goes down by that ratio, just like fields. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. I'll stay out. We said that the houses are considered Alsteh Haaretz. Hekishoa Katuv Alsteh Achuzah. The Torah compares houses that are out there in Chatzirim, outside of walled cities, to Alsteh Achuzah. Ma Alsteh Achuzah Yitzmi Yovel Geron Kesef. Ma Alsteh Achuzah Yitzmi Yovel Geron Kesef. Same thing, as the Mishnah said. Ima Alsteh Achuzah Negele Bechot Mishteh Shanim. So I might think to apply it all the way and say, just like Alsteh Achuzah can't be redeemed less than 2 years after you sold it, therefore it says it has redemption, meaning miyad, you can redeem it right away. Since you've given the advantages of each one, maybe they don't leave in Yovel, therefore the Torah says it leaves in Yovel. It's all in that pasuk. My kamar, what does this all mean? This case is addressing the following. If a person is makdish his own house in a house outside of the walled city, and somebody else redeemed it from hekdesh, and in his second year was Yovel. What are you going to compare it to? Watch this. If you're going to compare it to Batere Choma, it's too late. A year passed. It's the buyers. If you're going to compare it to Steh Achuza, it goes to Kohanim. Either way, the original owner won't get it back. That's why it says that it does go out at Yovel. Why do you need to make up a case where an outsider was redeemed it? What if you're Makdish it and nobody redeemed it? And the second year after you were Makdish it was Yovel. So I buy you, and the answer is Shaloyamu Hekdish Yotze below Pidyon. In that case, we would say that you have to redeem it because we don't want people to think you could have Hekdish Lu without Pidyon. Menalan. Ben Levi. Where do we know that from a Levi. Ma Ben Levi Shefek Kocho B'mim Karom. A Levi has a great opportunity with Mecher that he could sell his plot Hura Kocho B'Ektesho, but if he's Makdish, he doesn't get it back. Yisrael Shura Kocho B'mim Karo, but Yisrael has to wait 2 years to get something back. Ein Din Shura Kocho B'Ektesho. So Vahata Manalan, how do we know if that's the case? Titanya. Viatsamim Karbayit Shmanafilu Avadav Metaltav Ushtarav. I think that even Metaltalin come back. And Avadim come back, and Shtarot come back. In Yovel Tamaloma Bayit by the Irachuzato. That's what comes back, your house and city. Ma Tamaloma Mimkar, why does it say his sale? Mimkarav Yotse Bechinam Ben Hektish Yotse Bechinam. Ela Pidyon. When you sold something at Yovel, it comes back to you. But when you're Makdish something, it doesn't come back without Pidyon. So Hektish is more Chamur. So therefore, a Yisrael, who when it comes to Mecher, has to pay to get it back, certainly for Hektish. Well, pick it up, Rashaya. The Amr of Rashaya, call you Bechlau, Benatana Kesef Akamlo. A pasuk that shows up many times in Shas doesn't exist in that form in Tanakh. Benatana Kesef Akamlo, which means you have to redeem it with Kesef. It says that includes all Hektish. When it goes out of its way to single out Steh Achuza as at Yovel going to Hashem, it's only Sadeh that you could redeem and still will go to Kohanim. Halach Kedekai Mikami, everything else stays where it is and Yovel doesn't move them from Hektish. If you're Makdish something, Yovel doesn't change it. That's Rav Hashaya. Vayavel Yetzei Lama, Lisa, when then why do you need Vayavel Yetzei? What's it saying? Our Papa Lenitzocha Elo Lebocher Bait Batecho Yochama Vakova Yovel Shana Shniyah. The same case that we just had. Lemay Medam Itle, if you sell a house, Bebatech Hatzerim, sorry, and Yovel came, the second year. What are you going to compare it to? If you compare it to, it's too late. It already belongs to the buyer. If you're going to compare it, then you have to wait for it to have 2 years. That's why Yovel would say that in that case, Yovel will take it out. Ravuna's position that you have to be poda hekdesh is supported, and Rav Ashaya's position that you don't have to is defeated by the following brayta. Hamakdish b'ayper batech chatzirim harezik goel miyad v'goalo leolam. If you are makdish a house that's not in a walled city, you could redeem it immediately. You could redeem it forever. Galo acher miyad hekdesh. But if somebody else redeemed it, higia yovel v'lo nigal chozel abalim biyovel. It goes back to the owners in Yovel, as opposed to Rav Ashaya, who would say it stays in hekdesh. Okay, the next piece of the Mishnah, this is still much design, Veiluin Batei Chatzirim. How do we define Batei Chatzirim? Shnei Chatzirim Shel Shnei Batim, two Chatzirim or less, of two houses each. Al Pisha Mukafet Choma Mimot Yoshua Binun. Even if it has a wall from Yoshua Binun, there's too few people living there. Think about Batei Chatzirim. And certainly, if it doesn't have a wall, Tanuran Masha Shinama Batei Chatzirim, and Odea Sheinam Choma. Why did it say Batei Chatzirim Asher Ein Lahem Choma? What's that teaching? Meaning, if it's just a chatzer, even if it has a wall, the wall is not important, and it's considered an unwalled city. Kama batim shnayim chatzerot shnayim. It's simple. Batei chatzerim, both plural. Two chatzerim, two houses each. Shnei chatzerot shnei batim. Maybe it's one house and one courtyard that makes a plural. Im kein lechtu rachmana chatzerim. Just say chatzerim. I might think that chatzer means just a yard, and 2 yards is enough. No, just a yard without a house is called a karpaf, not a chatzer. Chatzer means there's a house attached. So it should have just said chatzerim. The fact that it says batei chatzerim means two of each, two chatzerim with two houses each. Okay, Yisrael shiarash avi imo levi. Next Mishnah. If a Yisrael inherited from his maternal grandfather who was a levi, he doesn't go through all the Geula system that we just talked about, meaning that since he's got Levi blood in his family or Levi lineage, he doesn't go through this whole system. Same thing if you're a Levi and you inherited from your maternal grandfather who was a Yisrael. The house of the Levim, so that means in the first case you're a Yisrael who inherited a house of Levim from your great from your grandfather. It says that is their inheritance. So Rebbe seems to say that the only way that happens is if you're a Levi, and what we're talking about is the selling or being makdish something in Arei Halvim. Chachamim say it doesn't matter who you are, but it only applies to Arei Halvim. Okay, if that's the case, then the Ela Kaman. It says you don't redeem Kaseder Azeh. Then who do you redeem like Ben Levi? But then the end of the Mishnah said, Rebbe said, you have to be a Levi and a Real Vim, but you're not a Levi, Yisrael's grandfather's a Levi. So, don't read Eino Goel Kaseder Azeh, you don't follow this order. Rather read, you don't redeem except in this order. You must follow this order, this whole system that we've laid out. And so then Rebbe is saying the only time that you will not follow this system is if you're a Levi and we're talking about land that's in Arei Halvi'im. Divrei Rebbe. Now, Bishlam Arei Halvi'im, I understand why Rebbe says it has to be in Arei Halvi'im. Dichtiv, Kivatei Arecha Halvi'im. It's talking, Ahi Achuzatam. Ela Levi Menalan, how do I know the guy has to be a Levi? Dichtiv, Asher Yigal Min Halvi'im, V'yatzamim Karbayit, etc. If you redeem it from the Levim. Tanya, Asher Yigal Min Halvi'im, so now don't read it. Asher Yigal Min Halvi'im, and you redeem it from Levim, but you of the Levim redeems it. Yachol Levim Yisrael Yigal, I might think that's only if a Levi redeems it from a non-Levi. Because he has an advantage. What if you are a Levi who redeems it from another Levi you sold it to? It says min halvim twice. It says it once. The drasha is min halvim v'lo kol halvim. So as opposed to a ben Levi who is himself a mamzer or natin. They don't demand that the guy himself has to be a Levi as long as descended from a Levi and he's getting land which is an Arei Halvi'im. Okay, now back to the Arei HaLevim. The Levim were given cities, and as detailed in Parshat Mas'eh, they have to have 1,000 amot on the outside and 2,000 amot on the outside, and Mishnah Sota discusses what that property is for. Some of it is for, some of that is for Migrash, which is open fields, and some of them is for Sadeh, which is planted fields. Or Migrash, like open areas. So, Enosin Sadeh Migrash, Velo Migrash Sadeh. Maybe that's the proper way to read it. We'll see. You can't turn a field into a Migrash, or a Migrash into a field. Velo Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. And you can't turn a Migrash into built-up city, and vice versa. That version of the Mishnah indicates that everything has to stay the way it is. That's only in Arei HaLevim. Arei Yisrael Osin Sadeh Migrash. Migrash Sadeh, Migrash Ir, Velo Ir Migrash. Now, the proper gersa here may be that in regular cities, you can turn a sadeh into a migrash, but not a migrash into a sadeh. You can turn a migrash into an ear, and not an ear into a migrash. Meaning, ear and sadeh are more valuable than a migrash, and you don't want to go down, because that will destroy the cities of Israel if you take planted areas or built-up areas and turn them into open areas. As we saw in the last parak, they can be makdish forever. Now they can be selling and be goel at any time. Shemar gulat olam tiel alvim. The levim can be goel at any point. We already saw that yovel does not affect them. Okay. We all agree he can't change anything about Arei HaLevim. And Anamili, where's that from? Or Malazit, Amakra, Stemigrash Arayim, Lo Yimacher, it can't be sold. Mai Lo Yimacher, what does that mean, it can't be sold? Ilay Lo Yimacher, Klal, if you think it can't be sold at all, Benichtiv, Gulato Amtiel Alvim, Ichlal Demizabni, obviously you can sell it, because otherwise, how could you redeem it? You're redeeming it from somebody you sold it to. Maloimacher, Loisha, Loimacher doesn't mean you can't sell it as far as owning, changing ownership, because you can. But rather, it means that you can't change its status from ear, tzadeh, etc. Why does it say that? That with regularly when you sell a field, you sell it based on the amount of crops till yovel. I might think it's true about levim. Which means you sell it outright. And then you can redeem it whenever you want. that a field that you were makdish goes out to Yovel and you didn't redeem goes out Lashem. Acholav zaken, I might think the same is true about Levim. Tamalor gulat olam tiel alvim. And lefishin emar kama vayda shemayir shalochem alat smitut. In other words, we're taking each one of the cases: selling a steyachuza, makdish steyachuza, selling a house in arei choma. Acholav zaken. Tamalor again gulat olam tiel alvim. The Levim can redeem any time Yovel doesn't affect them. And the year doesn't affect them for the houses. Bishtamani talk to the Chayai. Get the first two. Batere Choma Lalvim Itlu. Since when did the Levim have Batere Choma? Meaning, Vatanya, Arim, Halalu, all of these cities of the Levim, Enosinotan lo Kfarim, Ktanim, Velo Krachim Gdolim. We don't make them little villages nor big towns. Ela Erope Noniot, average sized towns, and the notion here is unwalled. Kana Lokasha, Kanchukaf, La Sofia Shav, Kanya Shashav, La Sofukaf. Meaning, if it was already settled, we can't put a wall around it. But if the wall was already around it, we can settle it. And therefore, you could have a walled city. But that's not called a choma. What's a choma? A choma is evidently when you settle it and then put a wall around it, which the Levim can't do. What does that mean? That there was a wall around it, then you settled it. As opposed to being settled, and then you put a wall around it. I might think that even if Jews built a wall, in Dvarim we describe cities of that are walled that were built by the Kananim. Alan goyim, afkan goyim, meaning that they had to be walled beforehand. What if goyim came after Yoshua ben Nun and settled and built the walls? Again, the word choma. Alan goyim kodem lachen. These are goyim who built it before Yoshua came, as in the pasuk in the beginning of Dvarim. Shishim ir. Similar, these are non-Jews who built the wall beforehand. So it has to be before Yoshua ben Nun. Take Rav Yosef, Parade Rav Salah Hasidah, come in our papa, Gon Shana Flulahan, Hain Umigushehan. Let's say that you had the walls up, and then you settled it, which is okay, and it's not called a Choma, then the walls fell down, and you rebuilt them. Now, Heinu Migrash, the Misterinu Kaimi. What are you talking about? Why are they falling? Amarashi, Yitzhak, Sakhamen, Amistatri, Mistatri, Mistavni, Lechotu. So I might think that now that they are supposed to be torn down, but they're not torn down. If you sell a house, you should lose it after the year. Kamashvan Levim, don't lose the house. That's the point is that we said in the Midrash Halacha that we quoted on the previous Amud, that the house of Levim don't get lost after a year. And we said that they don't have Batei Rechoma. The answer is you could have such a scenario, and nonetheless, they don't lose it after a year. We have it. And again, we've had this scenario. After all, it's going to go to the Kohanim anyways at Yovel, and I'm a Kohen, so, and I'm sitting on it, so I'll keep it. If I get others' fields, I certainly should get my own. What do we learn from Steach Cherem that we're comparing this to that? Steach Cherem was coming to teach us about Steach Chuza, and it ends up learning from Steach Chuza. Makar Steach Chomol, Steach Chuza Shal Yisrael. Ma Steach Chuza Shal Yisrael, Yotze Mitachad Yadol, Mitchavek Al HaKohanim. What happens to Steach Chuza of Yisrael? It's taken away from him at Yovel if he doesn't redeem it, and it goes to all Kohanim. Steach Chomol, Yotze Mitachad Yadol, Mitchavek Al HaKohanim. Same thing. If you are Kohen, have this Steach Cherem, and you're Makar Shit and don't redeem it. So we said that, and we've seen this sugya several times in the last couple of prakim, this havamina that I would think that since I get others' fields, I would keep my own, but the Gemara now finally attacks and says, midami, that's not comparable. Why would he think that? Hatam zocha ba'oma. There, you're getting it from Hektish. Hacha kashakile. Here, you're seizing it. That a person gets to keep his kodashim, hanami kodashav damya. I might think the same thing here, that the coin could regard his steach cherem as his own possession. So mi dami, since he's not seizing it, he's just keeping it. Kodashav lav reshuto, hacha reshuto. Kodashim is something you get from the mikdash, you get to eat it. Here, you're sitting on it. The cities of Levim are owned by them, so he could say, my steach cherem is my achuza. So therefore we see it only applies to steach achuza and the cities of Levim, but not to cherem, which was given to the Kohanim. If they're makdishit, then, if they don't redeem it, then it goes into all the Kohanim and gets distributed evenly. We should be very proud of our success in studying Masechet Arachin. And as Hashem, in the next podcast, we will pick up with the beginning of Masechet Temura. Everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day.